And we're back. I really appreciate it, you guys who emailed me. I got two long ones and one very concise but very rich encouragement. Thank you guys for, you know, to the three of you. I'm gonna get back to you. I'm gonna reply, I promise. But today we're gonna talk about, well, basically what's on my mind today, and that's the parable of the talents, right? I feel like we're all prisms, okay? We're all pieces of glass. Well, we're human beings, but I mean, God made us into prisms to refract His light into the world in all different colors. And so, you know, this is not exactly how prisms work, but then some of us are going to refract like yellow, or some of us are going to refract blue. And what do I mean by that in a practical sense? Some of us, God has given very creative talents, right? You're a musical person, or you're great at visual arts, or vlogger ka, or something, you know. Others, you know, it's full-time ministry. You're a missionary, you're a pastor. Others, it's working in corporate, in business, in the marketplace. And all different forms of just vocation and being a light where you are, shining God's light where you are. And I'm convinced that there's no such thing as a quote-unquote higher calling or a highest calling. You know, as long as it's you're doing what God wants you to do, you're in the center of God's will, you're where God will be glorified, right, through your life. And, you know, it's not always like always singing worship songs, right, wherever you go, or always saying praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's enjoying the life that God has given you. You know, God is your creator. God is your heavenly Father. He's given you all the blessings around you. And being grateful gives Him glory. There's a verse like that in the Bible. It's escaping my mind right now. I should have put it in my notes. But simply trusting in Him, depending on Him. You know, God will see your heart. Simply thanking Him, being grateful. These are things that, of course, right, if you give someone something and that person is grateful to you, right, you feel good about it. And I'm not saying God is after feeling good, but it's just a human way to express that God gets glory from us even simply being grateful, right? And yeah, there's really so much to be grateful about, and there's really so many ways that we can give glory to God. And there are many ways that we are all prisms for Him, and all the different colors, right, that we can shine into the world. So shine God's light, right, whatever color He is allowing you to shine right now. And maybe next year, maybe when you graduate, maybe when you get a new job, or maybe when, you know, you get married or you have a kid or whatever new life stage happens, that color will change, that color will shift. What matters is the source of the light, right? Where you are getting the light. Where are you getting your light? I am convinced that our purpose is to give glory to God by enjoying life with Him and telling others about it. And I want to talk about the parable of the talents, because God has given us different talents in the monetary sense, in terms of the parable of the talents. You know, the master gave three different people talents, right? It depends whether you're reading in Luke or in Matthew, but you know, whether that's like the one talent or the two talent and the five talent story, or what's the other one, 10, 5, and 1, I think, something, or 3, something like that. But yeah, I mean, the master gave a different amount, right, of talents to three people, and the one that got, for example, the one that got 5, he invested it, and he made 5 more. The one that got 2, he invested it, did business with it, and made 2 more. The one that got 1 just buried it under the ground. And the master came back. He was proud of the 2 that were basically good stewards of the talents, right? That used it wisely. And I don't think that at this point it's even about how much they made out of it, but it's the heart, right? Puso. Like, the motive that, no, you know what? My master gave this to me. My master entrusted this to me. So I'm going to do my best with it. And I hope that, you know, we're all thinking now, you right now listening, thinking of what has God given me, right? What's in my hand right now? What are the talents God has given me to be good steward, to be a good steward of? And yeah, the guy who got one, he buried it under the ground, and the master got so mad at him, right? Essentially, he banished him, I think. If I'm wrong, I don't know. I have to check the Bible. but he was flaming, and he said, "You could have at least put it in the bank, and it will have earned even a little bit of interest." Parang, so dumb. You didn't even put it in the bank. You buried it under the ground, and you know, to him, because he was scared to use the talent and scared to displease his master and scared, right, in all these different ways. He wasn't a good steward, and maybe fear is hindering us from being good stewards of our talents. And God is a loving God. You know, it's not about earning twice as much as the talent that was entrusted to you, right? I mean, the master wouldn't have been mad if kahit sa bank lang nilagay, di ba? And kahit konting interest lang. But yeah, I mean, one of the ways that people can steward talents nowadays and show their actual, you know, real world skill set talents, not monetary talents, is through social media. And there are a lot of people who've been asking me, how do I start a podcast, Nate? How do I start an IGTV show or a live stream? Or, you know, how do I get on social media and be an influencer? And I'm not the best person to ask. I'm not an expert at any of this. But, you know, I do have, you know, tasted what it's like to do digital marketing. And, yeah, the second half of this podcast episode is going to be about how to start, right? These are going to be practical tips. These are going to be tips that, of course, this podcast format is very light, not at all concise. There's a bit of rambling. There's a bit of digressing from the topic. So, I mean, if you want to learn faster, you go to a YouTube video, right? But yeah, I mean, I'm here to ramble about what I think it takes to start a social media channel, a content channel, to be a content creator. And, you know, some real practical, advanced, semi-advanced, well, beginner-friendly, but alam mo yung, because other people are like, just start, you know, or like, just collab ka lang ng collab, or whatever, right? Here are three things that are, I think, quite different from what the normal influencer will tell you, you know, just, you know, pull it out of their butt kind of tips. No, these are stuff that I've really thought about. And if I could give three tips, like, I could condense all of my knowledge and my wisdom, however little it might be, and give it to you, if in case you want to start any sort of, you know, influencer or content creating business or just passion project, wherever you are, whether you want to do this full time or you want to make this a career or you want to just do this as a hobby. The first one is branding. So what is something people will remember you by, right? I've been trying to do this whole logo thing. I'm having trouble with my laptop right now. That's why editing is a bit of a hassle. But back then, my last series of Good Morning Nate episodes, yon, there's like a sunrise logo that I made myself. I animated it pa, and I put it in some of my YouTube videos, some of my recent YouTube videos. That's one. Siyempre, good morning, right? If Will Dasovich comes out with hashtag good morning Will, the people that know good morning Nate are gonna say, yo, nauna si Nate, right? I mean, no, I love Will. This is just an example. But, right, if I try, right, to say, hey, Janina here, right? Hey, Nate here, right? That's why I had to change my hello. If you're super OG, you'll know. If not, no problem. But in 2017, when I started vlogging, I would say hello to start my videos. It was pretty wonky. I changed it up just so that I could separate my branding a little bit. More info on that on our last podcast episode. Yeah. Wait, Pauline's calling. The one thing about Anchor, right, on the phone is you can't like edit a timeline. So I can only pause and play the recording. But yeah, I can't go back to edit or to cut out something that I said before. So this is like a super raw conversation. Yeah, something visual also, or auditory, something that you say. Just get that down, right? But even more important than that, still under number one, branding, is your elevator pitch. So this is the thing that I've been trying to figure out for myself. But like, who are you? What is your content? If you had to describe it in one elevator trip, right? That's why they call it an elevator pitch. What's like a 15-second description or a two-sentence description to someone who asks you, right? Hey, you make content na pala. What's your content all about? Oh, I make paper mache art and post it on Facebook, right? Or, I make videos reviewing the last, you know, the most recent Marvel movies or superhero movies, yeah, whatever. And at least, you know, there's something so specific. If the topic is like that, like paper mache art or reviewing Marvel movies or superhero movies specifically, that's pretty easy to make an elevator pitch for. But if it's like inspirational content in general, or I'm a vlogger, .. crickets, right? I mean, yeah, sure, vlogger. But let's say a brand wants to sponsor you, you know, brand deal, and that brand is a coffee brand or a furniture brand or whatever. Like, how will they know that you'll be a perfect fit for them, diba? So that's where it's going. And I mean, kahit papano, again, I'm not perfect in that, but people know that I talk about married life, adulting a little bit, and it's very faith-based also, very inspirational. So those are the kinds of brands that I get, or the brands that have, you know, like, I don't know if I can say this, but yeah, I mean, I get a few like kind of Christian brands. I get a few brands that have to, you know, they tell me about, they talk about your marriage when you mention this. But yeah, branding. Number two is workflow. Commitment to consistency will be much easier when you don't have to use your willpower. Again, commitment to consistency will be much easier when you don't have to use your willpower. So what does this mean? It means that you gotta commit to consistency. Consistency is key. Consistency is, you know, when you stop being consistent in your publishing of content, in your posting, growth tends to die down. I know that firsthand. I've experienced it a million billion times, and you know, it's not like growth is the ultimate thing. I'm talking to the same people, you know exactly what I mean. But yeah, if you want to grow, you want to be consistent. And that's not just growth in numbers, growth in viewers. That's growth in your own skill. That's growth in your creative muscles. That's growth in your editing, right, workflow, perseverance points, I don't know what you call it, but there. And you kind of want to have like a system. You want to say, oh, okay, every 4 p.m. of every day, that's when I'm going to record the Good Morning Nate of the next day. And editing is very easy, so I edit right after I shoot, right? Or if I'm going to post one video a week, okay, I'm going to choose Wednesday to write the video, and then Thursday to shoot the video, and then Friday to edit the video, and then I get one rest day or revision day on Saturday, and then Sunday, that's when I post. Whatever. But when you have that system, even like a system for your files, if it's video, huh? Because there's podcasts, there's Facebook, graphic content, right, or Instagram photos. There's all these different ways also to make content, or live streaming also. But, you know, let's say, for example, live streaming, right? When you're gonna live stream, a lot of live streamers can just sit down turn on the lights, turn on their computer, their machine, their camera, their mic, and boom, like they click something and they're live streaming straight up. They have a setup studio, like a system for it. Not all people have that freedom, but syempre, your workflow, you want it to be as close as possible to that. Like I used to kind of have that when I used to live in Pasig, in my other house when I lived with my parents. There was a little bit of a studio, like I had my light set up lang there, and then there's a brick wall behind me, and you just turn on the lights and turn on the camera, na naka-set up na sa tripod, boom, easy, good morning, Nate episode, right? You kind of want to go for something like that, maybe in terms of organizing your files. Your files will always go to this hard drive, or you're always going to name it in a particular way, you know, and so just find these ways that you can streamline and maybe even automate the way that you create your content. So create a step-by-step system, a step-by-step checklist even. So if you can make a checklist, every time I post this new content, I'm going to make a checklist. Boom. Do that every time and it's going to become second nature to you, and creating content will be so much easier. The last thing is content. So branding, workflow, and then content. My tip for you is to exhaust all of the low-hanging fruit. So if you're about to start palang, and you don't know what to post about, you're going to run out of topics eventually. Well, I don't know. I don't know what... It depends. It really, really, really depends. Although I have, for example, a mental health talking influencer or talking content creator who wants to make this into a career. She's still relatively micro influencer, right? But she asked me for advice. She said, I wanna make this into a career. I don't have to be huge. And I said, no, you don't have to be huge. Niche content, niche markets are all the rave right now. You know, you don't have to have 1 million. You can have 10,000, but as long as these 10,000 always watch your videos from beginning to end, that's insane, and brands will die for that. Especially if you want to do like a public speaking engagement, right? On mental health, you'll kind of have that expertise and that repertoire, right? And that ethos already. Anyway, so if you want to build something like that, exhaust all the low-hanging fruit. So if it's a mental health influencer, like I just said, or mental health talker, speaker, inspirational speaker, mental health based. Let's say Christian, right? Then exhaust all the low-hanging fruit. What's a low-hanging fruit content topic for a mental health Christian influencer? Do people who die by suicide go to hell, right? They call it die by suicide nowadays, and I'm not gonna make any conversation about that, but there, right? That's easy. Or what does it feel like to have bipolar disorder? Or how do I know if I'm actually depressed, clinically depressed? How do I get a therapist? You know, yung mga ganong how-to. How-tos are very easy to exploit, right? For me, marriage, right? For me and Pauline. How to know if he or she is the one. Oh, that's low-hanging fruit. That's easy. Well, not easy to talk about. Of course, none of the mental health things, that's not easy to talk about. But if you're an expert, it's easy to make a video on it. So for example, me and Pauline, we've answered that question countless times. If you've ever been on, you know, our IG lives, we had an IG live face. We would IG live every single day, every single weekday for a month or 2 months or 3 months or something like that. And yeah, I mean, people would ask that to us maybe once a week, and we'd have to answer each and every time. And we kind of memorize our answers by heart now, and making a video about that will be sisiu pare, you know. So that's that. And then, or you know, should I give my first kiss before marriage, or how should I resolve a fight with my significant other? If you're a fashion or beauty influencer, the low hanging fruit used to be a divisoria haul, right? I don't know if how feasible that is nowadays in COVID times, but divisoria haul, you put that up, especially around the time of 2016, 2017, no matter who you are, if your thumbnail is appealing enough and you say divisoria haul in the title, and maybe even put like a all of this only for 500 pesos or something like that. Bam! Dami mong views nun. Dati low-hanging fruit is pranks. What are all the common pranks, the easy pranks? Slime prank, fidget spinner prank, right? Yung mga ganon, you know, or getting hurt prank, that's all low-hanging fruit. And I don't mean like exploit the system, but you don't want to focus all of your energies on creating some sort of very innovative, algorithm-changing content type, right? Or content topic. You want to, at the early stage of your influencerhood, you want to exercise your creating muscle. You want to exercise your, whether that's scripting or shooting or post-production, or I don't know if you're a songwriter, right? And then songwriting or playing or singing muscles. You don't really want to exhaust yourself and have to deal with, oh, what's a content topic that's super hipster? What's a content topic that nobody else has ever done? Like, yeah, okay, you can do that too if you want, if you're that creative, or if you have it, then why not? By all means, right? If innovative content is the heart of your channel. But if it's not, just do what everybody else is doing for now. And once you're at 5 videos, let's just say YouTube videos, because that's my realm. I don't know what other, like, I don't know, lo-fi tracks on SoundCloud or whatever, right? Once you're at 5 or at 10 or a particular benchmark number, 5, 10, 15, 20, around that amount, that's when you can start. Let's say, like, you want to wait for the low-hanging fruit topic ideas to fade away. Yung, ah, I don't know what to talk about anymore. I exhausted all the ideas. That's when you innovate, right? And at that point, if that's 10, 15, 20 videos, you'll probably have a little bit of a following. And you'll probably have, you know, whether that's, you know, 500 or 1,000 or much bigger or much smaller even, if that's 50 or 100. But if these 50 or 100 viewers are so engaged with the value-adding content that you provide, malamang parang imi-message kanila, right? Malamang they're gonna leave comments or they're gonna leave DMs and they're gonna ask you questions of, for example, marriage. I have this situation with my ex that blah, blah, blah. Or I have this situation, MU kame, and I don't know if I should make the first move or whatever. That's kind of content inspiration already. That's like a content idea for you, right? And that's where you can create more content. But for now, focus on being consistent, right? Do your step-by-step system. That's point number 2, workflow. And then just exhaust all the low-hanging fruit. And that's how you're going to build your first community. And I think the goal, this is the bonus tip, but it's like the tip that ties everything together. The goal that you want to have is to create a community. And a community is what's really going to power your content creation, in my opinion. For most, maybe all, I can't think of an exception right now, but probably most of yung, if you're really creating content from the heart, something that you love, you kind of want a bunch of raving fans. I don't care if that's 1,000 raving fans, not just viewers, and not just, you know, there's this new statistic on Facebook video analytics. How many people viewed your video for only 3 seconds? They show you that number compared to viewing it for 30 seconds compared to viewing it the whole way through, right? You want people who are going to view the video the whole way through. And even if, let's say you have 1,000 viewers and only 5 people view it the whole way through, that's a community of 5. You have a raving fans community. You have people who love you, who would die for your content. I was gonna say who would die for your content. Who would give their whole, like, I'm at a loss for words. Who would give a lot, right, for your content? That's the community. So whether that's 5 people, you can actually make that your goal if you're gonna start. If you're gonna start creating content, anything, any kind of whether inspirational or whatever, and you have a frequency, you have a consistency, you have a workflow, you have a little bit, you have a branding and an elevator pitch and a basic visual identity look, you know your colors already and you know what font you're gonna use. It's distinct and it's consistent. Now, and you have your content, low-hanging fruit, like list of what you wanna make. Now, make your goal. Okay, after all of these, after I make all this content, I need to have 5 people who would DM me, right? Or 5 people who watch my video all the way through. 5 people who super, super love my content and will not, I don't know, will at the end of the day, kasi, sorry, I can't finish that sentence. I don't know what you call it, but you know what I mean. It's like the people are so in love with the content. They find real value in it. Yeah. If you have a 5-person group on Facebook or a 5-person chat on Telegram or a 5-person server on Discord or whatever, that's more than enough to start something. Don't believe what other people say. Like, if you have 5 people who are absolutely in love with what you create, that's more than enough to start something. You can get feedback from them, make them your friends, listen to them, listen to what they're saying, follow their, not be a slave to, but you know, listen to their feedback and kind of adopt it into the work that you do. And for sure, if you really take care of these 5 quote-unquote customers, clients, and you build a personal relationship with them, they're gonna share your content for free because they love it so much. And by word of mouth, hopefully, this will grow bigger and bigger. And so you're gonna have to do something that doesn't scale. This won't scale. You can't do this with 1 million people, right? But 5 people, sure ball, right? And then that 5 people, each one will invite one, right? Or each one will show your video to another one. Because those customers know exactly who needs your content, right? For example, ako, Nate Punzalan, and I like watching MacBook reviewers, right? I don't know. And there's this one MacBook reviewer that is really thorough and concise. And let's say I really love his content. And I have a friend who is also looking for a new MacBook. And I say, yo, you gotta watch this guy. He's gonna help you with make your decision. So there, that's word of mouth. The principle here is you wanna provide value. So attention is a commodity. Just like gold or oil or land or cash or manpower, attention is a commodity. You want people to know that they can trade their attention with you in exchange for something that they value. So they trade their attention with you, their time with you for something they value, whether that's advice, information, education, comfort, a few laughs, distraction from the world, status, acceptance, love, right? I learned lately that people don't want what you sell, right? They want to feel free. They want to feel loved. They want to feel safe. People don't want a 1/4-inch drill bit. Drill as in, you know, the drill bit. They don't want to buy that from the store. They want a 1/4-inch hole in their wall, right? They want to be able to hang a frame or to mount a shelf. They want to be able to show off a photo through that hung frame. Or they want to have the convenience to place something down. They want people to see the photo and feel people's appreciation. They want to feel the freedom of having control wherever they put their stuff, right? And so people don't want a 1/4-inch drill bit. People don't want good morning, Nate. They want the value that, you know, the inspirational value behind it, the faith strengthening message behind it, right? And that's where I found that I'm an instrument for God's glory, right? And all the more I want to go back to the parable of the talents. Well, full circle. Yeah. That it's not about me. People don't want the 1/4-inch drill bit. People don't want just Nate Punzalan. I mean, for those who do, cool, right? But, you know, it's people want God. People want to hear God, to feel God, to know that God loves them, to know that God still accepts them, to know that their faith still matters, to know that their feelings are valid. People want those things, and I'm an instrument for that. So we're all stewards of God's talents. God gave me a platform. God gave me a camera. a semi-working laptop, but you know, somehow it I can make it work. God gave me all these different things that I can use to make videos for His glory, to point people towards Him and towards encouragement in, you know, some of the sponsored deals where they want it to be faith neutral. Yeah. But that's all be good stewards, right? And so if that's you, if you're still here 30 minutes after starting this podcast and you're still listening and you've been thinking maybe I should start a podcast of my own, then download Anchor. This is not sponsored, but Anchor is the easiest way ever in the world, ever since 2017, to start a podcast. Because you just create an account and then you start recording, and you don't need a setup at all. And you can do like a call with somebody. Like, for example, I'm gonna call Pauline on her number and start the Anchor call also. Or it's something like Zoom, I think. Like, she clicks a link to Anchor podcast creation or something like that. But she doesn't even need to download the app, right? And so she'll click the link on her phone, and I have it open on my phone also. And it's kind of like a Zoom call where if you click the link, you join, and then recording starts. And we can start doing a podcast interview with somebody long distance, right? Even in quarantine, which I realize I should probably do. So whether that's a podcast, see, I'm so madaldal. I have so many digressions from the topic, right? But whether that's a podcast or a YouTube channel or an Instagram, you know, there's a lot of people posting, you know, artwork of Bible verses or quotes or tips, you know, or whether that's a SoundCloud or even a Spotify. If you know somebody and you want to start writing songs and make an EP or whatever, syempre, that's a very different process than what I'm saying, because content creation is more of like, diba, it's easy to publish it, eh? No matter who you are, Spotify and songs and albums, and you know, there's like a record deal, label, and publisher and all that, but whatever. Let's all be good stewards of our talents. 32 minutes with Nate Punzalan. Daldalan lang, bro. As usual, you are completely free to email me. I am sorry. Fact of matter of life. Fact matter of life. Matter of fact. No. Fact of life. What? Yeah. Life is busy. And so, especially now, because one of my clients has a big thing coming up that we really need to prepare for. But so I'm not gonna reply right away. Just expect that. But I will reply. I promise you. Nate.punzalan@gmail.com. Maybe this is the start of my new 5-person community. So, hello. But then there's also the Paper Cups Telegram, which has been inactive for a while, but it's there. And you know, it's a blessing that I'm not stewarding. Bro, I don't know, man. I'm like the guy who's burying one talent under the ground. There's so much there in front of me. You know, I kind of got to do that exercise myself. Like, make a checklist of what do you have? What are the great, you know, the talents that God has given me? Or, you know, the talents figuratively. And yeah, one of them is the Paper Cups Telegram group, which I have not at all been stewarding well, you know, in the slightest. So, yeah, join it if you want. What is it? bit.ly/papercupstelegram. I think that's what it is. bit.ly/papercupstelegram. Yeah, Paper Cups is what I call those who follow me, I guess, my community. I'm rambling now. I'm gonna stop. It's gonna get more boring from here on out because I've exhausted all of my notes. I'm at the very bottom of the page, so all that's left is to say goodbye. Bye! Oh, have a great day. Yeah, that's right. Branding.